Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Mrs. Carrie Carlton, the wealthy woman of great mystery, has proved herself to be a woman of sincere kindness with a great understanding of human nature. It is the day following her meeting with Freddie Lang, who stole $2,000 of Mrs. Carlton's money. And Penny Gibbs is telling Professor Stuart Rogers...
I know you're probably busy, Professor Rogers, and I should see you outside of office hours, but I just have to tell you the good news.
Well, it must be good, Miss Gibbs. It's been a long time since I've seen you as happy as you are this afternoon.
Well, I haven't had so much to be happy about in a long time. Mrs. Carlton is not going to send Freddie to jail for taking that $2,000.
Well, yeah. That is good news. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so good I can hardly believe it.
Well, Freddie had to tell me about it at least a dozen times before I believe it. Now, will you change your mind about Mrs. Carlton?
I'd like to know what changed her mind about sending Freddie to jail.
You know, we were all very silly to think she ever intended to send him to jail. The thought never occurred to her.
Well, why did she make such a big thing about seeing Freddie?
She wanted to see if what she'd heard about him was true.
Oh, now wait, you can't just look at Freddie and tell him he's had so much trouble with the police.
Oh, no. I mean, she wanted to see if he really was the kind of person he turned out to be in spite of his troubles with the police.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Then Madeline Dodge isn't the only person who's talked about it.
No. All she told Mrs. Carlton was that Freddie'd been arrested for stealing several times, but had been given a suspended sentence.
You talked to her about the new Freddie Lang, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. The rest she imagined because of the reason he took the money.
For the farm?
Mm-hmm. I really shouldn't say she imagined it. That Freddie was a new and different person from the boy who was arrested in New York, she was sure he was. But she just wanted to see for herself.
And when she saw, she was convinced. And when she was convinced, she was perfectly satisfied merely to let Freddie return the stolen money so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine.
No, it's better than fine, Professor. He doesn't have to return the money now.
What?
No, he doesn't have to return it. She's given him the money outright.
She's given Freddie $2,000?
For the farm.
Oh, this is almost too much. Well, Freddie didn't take the gift, did he?
Well, he had to. Mrs. Carlton's just as stubborn in her generosity as she's in everything else. She insisted. But Freddie's going to fool her.
He's going to pay her back just the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's going to save the money from the farm at so much a month until the whole thing is mounted up into $2,000. Uh-huh. And then he's going to give it to her.
Well, that was Freddie's idea or yours?
Freddie's.
Good for him. He's really turned out all right, hasn't he?
Oh, much better than I expected.
Oh, I think you had high hopes for him from the very beginning.
I had hopes, Professor, but that's all. Freddie's surpassed even the hopes I had for him.
Yes, I guess he has. You know, I wouldn't believe he was the same boy who came to your door that day not so many months ago. That is, I wouldn't believe it, except I know it's true. But Mrs. Carlton's actions are something I can't take at their face value.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, no one gives away $2,000 to a total stranger. And Freddie is a stranger to Mrs. Carlton. What she's done is just unbelievable.
Well, Mrs. Carlton's fabulously wealthy. You have no idea how much money she has.
I don't care if she has $500 million or even twice that much. She's still giving away $2,000, and that just isn't done.
Mrs. Carlton has done it.
Why? she out of her mind?
No, she's not out of her mind.
But there's something wrong with a person who does such a thing. If she told Freddie to pay the money back and she'd forget the incident, I could understand it. But I can't understand
perhaps
why she...
Perhaps that's because you don't know and understand Mrs. Carlton.
Well, I think anyone with such unnatural generosity, or whatever you want to call it, is beyond understanding.
Look, Professor, if I could explain something about Mrs. Carlton, I think you'd see why she's treated Freddie as she has.
Well, go ahead and explain. It certainly needs explanation.
I can't explain, because if I did, I'd tell you why I'm working for her and what I'm doing for her, and I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I've told Johnny Keith this much, though perhaps I shouldn't have told him anything. I think I can trust you as much as I can, Johnny.
I'm sure you can trust me.
I'm sure I can, too.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's about my job.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this much, and maybe it'll explain something. Mrs. Carlton is in serious trouble. Extremely serious trouble.
In what way?
I can't tell you that.
Oh.
Or her difficulties would be even more severe. You see, my reason for going to work for her is to try and get her out of trouble.
Well, you haven't acted as if your job with her was that important. Outside of being secret about it, you treated it as a little more than an ordinary job.
Oh, it's not an ordinary job in any sense of the word. And if I've seemed to treat it lightly, it's because, as I told Johnny, it took away suspicion that Mrs. Carlton might be employing me because she was in difficulty and needed help.
Well, I should think she'd want it known. It'd be a way to get more help.
And too much help, Professor. It would make her troubles much worse if possible. That's why secrecy is so important. As important as the job itself.
Well, I thought I understood things, but this is something I can't begin to understand.
Well, I won't keep you from your work any longer.
Oh, don't go.
No, I have to. Everything all right in the laboratory?
Well, the experiment is going fine. Only one thing wrong is that Madeline Dodge is around a little too much.
And not because she's interested in chemistry.
No, but she's interested in a chemist. Me.
And you have to see her, do you?
Yeah, sounds incredible, but I do. In fact, I am seeing her tonight.
Oh?
Yeah, I had to make a date with her to get her out of the laboratory. We were experimenting with explosives.
Oh, it was thoughtful of you to get her out of danger.
Oh, get her out of danger. I think I was trying to protect myself and the other chemists in the lab. Madeline Dodge is far more dangerous to life and limb than any explosive known to man.
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't laugh, should I?
Why not? I laugh about it, too. Laughter's a wonderful thing. The poor, befuddled human being couldn't survive without it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to go, don't you? And I'd better get back to work. I'm meeting Madeline at 8, and she doesn't like it. Like a well-trained mechanical man, if I'm not exactly on time.
Oh, I enjoyed it at the casino tonight, Professor.
Oh, I prefer this drive to the casino. I thought the place was rather crowded.
Oh, it didn't seem crowded to me, darling. After all, I gave all my attentions to you.
Well, you really could spend your time to much better advantage, you know.
And perhaps I like to waste my time. I have enough of it to waste.
You do with that. You know, you'd be a lot happier if you didn't have so much time.
You mean if I could spend it all with you? Oh, I'm willing.
No, I didn't mean that at all. I mean you'd be a lot happier if you did something. Got a job, worked.
Oh, good heavens, Stuart. I'd never think of a job. Why should I work? I don't have to.
I don't mean work for the money involved, but work for the experience, the associations, to occupy your mind.
Oh, my mind is fully occupied, 100% rented, darling, by you.
A very lovely speech, Madeline, but an empty one.
He just won't believe I'm sincere, will you?
I believe you're trying to be, but you don't know how.
Could I learn how?
Uh-huh.
Will you teach me and say 1,000 difficult lessons?
No. You'll have to learn sincerity yourself.
Well, how do I do that?
Do something worthwhile. Not for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others.
Oh, good heavens, teacher. Are you a preacher, too?
No, I'm just telling you something I know to be a fact. Look at Freddie Lang, for instance. Freddie was nothing but bluff when he first came to Rossville.
And what is he now? A common, ordinary thief on his way to prison, too, I think.
Oh, no, he's not.
He's not?
No. Thanks for the most amazing display of generosity I've ever heard of.
What do you mean? Mrs. Carlton is going to let Freddie pay back that money?
Pay it back?
Yeah.
No, she's given it to him. Every penny of it as a gift to the farm.
Wow. Now, isn't that interesting?
Interesting? I think it's almost unbelievable. You wouldn't know why Mrs. Carlton did such an unusual thing, would you?
No, I don't think I would.
Well, you know, I'm curious. You wouldn't like to find out what prompted Mrs. Carlton to do that for Freddie, would you?
I don't see why I should bother. It's certainly of no interest to me. Oh, darling, take me home, will you? I suddenly have the most awful headache.
A headache? So suddenly?
Mm-hmm.
Must be the result of the cool night air after being in that stuffy casino for such a long time.
Mrs. Carlton. Mrs. Carlton.
Who is this?
It's Madeline. Madeline Dodge. I want to see you.
In the middle of the night?
I don't care what time it is. I want to see you.
Oh, just a minute. Do you realize, young woman, that it's well after midnight?
I know what time it is, Carrie.
Then go home and go to bed. I don't see people at this hour.
But you're going to see me.
Obviously. Make it brief. I'm tired.
I'll be brief, all right. You didn't send Freddie to jail for stealing that money of yours. Why not?
Because the boy stole it only in the technical sense of the term. He took the money for a worthy cause. And in the first place, I didn't want to send him to jail. The lad's had enough trouble already.
But he's a thief, Carrie. He's stolen things before, he'll steal things again. Do you think a person like that should get away with it?
I think a boy who's had a bad start and overcomes the stigma of that bad start should be given a chance to make something of himself when he shows signs that he wants to. Freddie Lang is a good citizen. I like the boy. He's going to amount to something someday, which is more than I can say for you.
Well, if you don't go to the police about Freddie, I will.
You go to the police and I'll make a fool out of you, if you aren't already a fool. I'll deny that Freddie took so much as a penny out of a piggy bank.
But why? Why are you trying to protect that ill-mannered, ill-bred...
Freddie's breeding is not his fault. And I find what you call his ill manners far more entertaining than poor. I much prefer his strange language to the way you talk, and his innocent rudeness to your calculated cunningness.
All right, Carrie, you like him. I can't control your taste. But why? What's your reason? What's back of all this? You are not being kind to that boy without a reason.
No, I'm not. I admit it. I have a reason, a good, sound, solid reason. But I'd hate to have anyone like you know the reason back of what I did for a boy like Freddie Lang.
What is Mrs. Carlton's reason for being so generous to Freddie? And what is the serious difficulty Mrs. Carlton is in? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Get some and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence. Because it's the very best beef you can buy today. So get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now your local announcer.